Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Hello, welcome to the Monday edition of the podcast, Big Podcast coming up. We caught up with Ryan Daniels. There was a bit of a spray. Pulled him up on some of his comments over the weekend.
You actually said to me when you do listen to this, that there's some terse words, and I thought they were thrown my way. No, they're not thrown my way.
Yelled.
They're thrown Ryan's way.
There was a yelling.
You asked for a spray. You told him you promoted a spray for an hour.
Yeah, and you sprayed it, yeah.
And then he's just chit-chatting away. I need to get to it.
No, fair.
Yeah, good
fair
on
enough.
You. Yeah. Lay in. I say if we have a guest and they're not uncomfortable, we haven't done it right. You know what I mean? That's my motto. Yeah.
That and also Phil Jamieson, the lead singer of Grinspoon, joined us as well.
Of course.
Always good to catch up with Philbo.
He made us feel uncomfortable. It was almost went the other way.
He did,
this guy's got too much energy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Early on Monday.
We were tapering out. Yeah, it was just like, so it was just meeting at the wrong end of the day.
Three things from today, guys. I don't know if you've seen this, but I reckon this is potentially the most awkward footage that's floating around online at the moment. So it's Harry and Meghan after a polo event. Harry's team has won this event, and they each get for
Harry's
winning.
Harry's a polo player, isn't he?
Yeah.
So they all are that lot, aren't they?
That,
you couldn't ride a pony,
such a rich,
in all sorts of trouble.
Such a rich hobby, isn't it, polo?
Did you ever go to the Portsea polo?
Mate, I went to the Werribee polo, and Packers came in their helicopters. It was a real succession-type deal. And, mate, James had a couple of kegs on and the ponies were getting swapped out.
Oh.
Flat out,
But really?
Yeah, oh, totally. Geez. It was just heavy work, you know what I mean? But it would be. They work hard.
No, they do.
Horses.
Well, they do. Yeah. And this is why this is awkward. So they're all on stage receiving the award. So for winning the polo event, you get a little box. I think it's like a bottle or a medal or something in this wooden box.
Right.
Everyone gets one of those. And then you got the perpetual cup, which they kind of held up at the end, which comes back next year. So Meghan, for some reason, is on stage with the whole team. So it's the whole team.
Get off.
Meghan in the middle. They're all holding the box, and then they want to lift up the cup together. So they're trying to work out how to do this.
Her up.
And then she's trying to grab the box of one, going to say, I'll hold this,
I'll
you
hold
grab
that.
The cup.
But
he just wouldn't let it go for some reason. So she kind of grabbed
chance.
It. And then then Harry was like, I'll save this. I'll lift the cuff up. So there's two blokes lifting the cuff up with Meghan
I'm
in the middle underneath.
Oh,
it is so awkward. It is the worst thing ever. But
Harry polo.
It's just, you'll cringe.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, Megan's in the middle. She's clapping with her hat on. She's trying to take the box. No, you're not having that.
Not having the box.
Off clap. Yes.
What's she doing up there?
I don't know.
Mystery.
This is what I mean. Go
all
away,
I can see
Megan.
Is the kissing and stuff.
Yeah.
I just want the real.
Are they lifting it?
No,
it's like
there's about 10 minutes worth of, there it is, and then she's leaning over on him going, I don't know what I'm doing here.
She's tried to grab
neither
it.
Neither do we, Megan.
And weird clap, pat on the back to Harry, she's still in between, still clapping.
How's the guy off to the left?
I don't know why he wouldn't let go of the box.
Well, I wonder why she was there.
It makes no sense. And she had the big hat on in the middle. It's just the whole thing just absolutely cringe.
Look at him. He's just grinning like an idiot. Yeah. Oh, she's up here.
He's trying to cover.
Exactly, awkward grin.
They make it hard for me. They do make it hard for me. The only person in Australia going to bat for them, and they make it bloody hard.
You've got one supporter left to the X-Men.
Seriously.
And he's tethering.
I reckon he spends a lot of his life like that, just grinning like an idiot, going, everything's okay.
It's all good.
Remember when she just crapped all over the curtsy and all that? Please.
Come on, mate.
You've all got, like, balls and debutantes in America. You know what a curtsy is.
You know what's going on.
Don't bang on.
Mm-hmm. Why are we getting group photos down the back of the workplace as we speak? They're doing photo shoots, you know, check out.
Just Monday morning, dress check, I reckon.
So it's an early group snap, not happy with a photo. No, you asked for seconds.
Hold on, let me have a look.
The lighting not right.
The blinds
down.
Gone down.
What are we thinking is happening out there?
No, that's totally a thing for that's someone's professional shot they're trying to get done in a real shonky way.
No, I reckon it's, you know, when two people wear the same thing on The Office and it's like, oh, we're going to get
but they'd have a
matching twins. One of those.
Well, why are they, there's three in the photo.
Yeah, there is. I don't know what's going on here.
Is someone leaving?
No, I don't think so.
It's not a matching thing. None of them are.
No, Sean's going with the matching things. One's wearing black, one's wearing green, one's wearing grey.
It's quite far away.
In his mind, they're matching, yeah.
Some more footage online, which is pretty crazy. Footage from inside a plane. So a bloke on the emergency aisle apparently felt a bit claustrophobic and just decided to open the emergency door just before landing. So apparently when it's too high, you can't do it because the pressure's too much.
Pressure's too
high. But because they were landing, they were at the right level and he just, boom, gone.
Can you imagine
and
that
And then the
chat?
Door just goes.
A chat with are you capable of opening this? Yeah, I can do it, mate.
I'll show you.
If you don't even want it, I'll do it. Yeah.
So they had to land with the door because the door drops as soon as you open it. Yeah, so they're just like landing with all the wind and stuff in their face.
I thought you'd get sucked out or whatever.
That's what I thought as well. Yeah. Yeah, when I was watching it, I was like, they should be gone.
Yeah, I thought they were all going to get ripped out of their seats and stuff.
It didn't look comfortable. I wonder.
It did not look comfortable, though. The guy's face was just full wind on it.
That's like me at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when Albie's in the car and I don't want him to fall to sleep.
And you got the windows
open. And I tell him, get out the window, Albie. And he puts his head out the window and you see his big forehead.
Like a dog.
He's just got the breeze in his hair.
Oh, yeah. No, hammering.
Does he think it's great, though? Yeah, does he go, oh, look
naughty.
At me go. It's a bit naughty,
yeah,
right.
Head out the window.
So cute.
One thing I thought that was quite funny from this, in the news report, they're showing all the footage. After the plane landed, they had a couple of crash investigators kind of, they had the red tape on the door. It's all penciled off because the door's been going. There's two crash investigators just staring at it, like investigating. I was like, well, the door's open. He opened the door. It's an emergency door.
Story.
I've got to be honest. I'd have to refrain myself. I'd want to beat the crap out of the guy that opened the
100%.
Door.
I'd probably find a foot.
Yeah.
Figure that one out as well while you're on it. How did he get out the plane when we landed?
But also, I want to know where the door ended up.
No, they just go like in the river or sea or whatever.
If you're close to the ground, well, there's built up area.
Over. I was going to say, let's hope they're over. Because different wheels have fallen off planes before and landed in backyards and things like
that. Do you ever wonder when something drops on you when you're walking around? The other day I had something drop on me.
What?
And I was like, there's no birds here.
What was it?
Where's that come from?
Where's that solo raindrop
like
or something?
Blue sky.
But not what's happening.
Opened up the bot, stuff go, and it's just hit me below.
The captain's just having a fag at the window. A little bit of spittle goes out. That's what's got you.
He's let one go.
Hang on. It's going to hit that guy. It's going to hit that guy. Drop down.
Bang, got him.
Got him.
They're just betting in the plane.
green jumper. Got him.
He's down. Last one for me. Today is the last ever episode of this TV show, and I'm very excited about it. Succession.
Oh, no.
The final one. Done and dusted today.
You know
the series. That's it.
Have you caught up?
I'm in series three, about halfway, a bit under halfway through, so I've probably got about... If I tuck away a solid 10 hours today, I can get to that final one.
Nah, no chance.
I don't know if you want to dare me.
No chances.
Chances are I'd look up some YouTube shorts and figure out where I'm getting to. Bang, get to that. Because you just want to, I want to be able to talk. Because I still, and don't say anything, I still don't know what happens in that wedding where everyone went, what about the wedding?
You don't know, you haven't seen the wedding either.
Okay.
Wedding's new season and it is hectic.
I can't wait. No.
I'm not saying anything. I just bare back it in, you know? That sounded weird, but...
You're trying to drag it back to Brokeback, like the boy said the other day, Liam, you want to be part of that.
What does bare back it in mean, even, to start with?
You don't want to go deep. I'm only going to give you a... Is there a hard copy of Urban Dictionary?
No, I know what bareback is.
Okay.
But I don't know what, in reference to me watching a show, bare back it in. What does that even mean?
Actually, that's a very good point.
It's out of context. That makes no sense.
No, I meant to say, just going blind.
Yeah.
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 Because the stitching time is worth two in the bush.
Just back it in. Yeah.
Just go in without thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do. But the sentence you used didn't make sense.
I swear to God.
Enjoy the podcast. More of this magic coming up. Koshy's hanging up the boots from Channel 7.
Correct.
We talked about that. Played a couple of his best bits. One, David Kosh. A little fantail quiz. We're doing that every day this week,
the fantail quiz.
Got four more sitting at the desk.
Can we just have a look at the guy that's off to the left of this polo thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sort of thing
he's
you're after, ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Jamison from Grinspoon joined us. And what do you have to pull out of the loo? Enjoy the podcast. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how's things?
Yeah.
Things coming through, Michelle. I've already said to Sean this morning, I'm concerned the direction my day is going to go.
So early.
It started off plugging in the internet back home because I slept on the couch last night.
Oh,
great ambitions to watch the Monaco Grand Prix. Fell asleep with 1 minute to start time.
I was lap six.
I went to plug it in, couldn't plug it in because the cord was there. I nearly electrocuted myself. I missed the bin when I went to throw something in and my buzzer's not working to get into the garage. So that's three quick hits. Hopefully, that's not the start of a really bad day. hopefully it's three and out for me today.
The only way is up, as he has once said.
There's nothing more frustrating, honestly. Mm. Don't tell me that you went to hospital over the weekend. My buzzer didn't work this morning.
Mate, I nearly didn't get out on Friday because it didn't work.
Yeah, yours is playing up too,
I hit the panic button, man. I had to go and get the automatic buzzer on the side.
Yeah, jump out of the car. And I walk. What about two? And I made the decision this morning.
Mm.
Got the beautiful Ford Ranger.
Oh,
But we drive down a driveway, down a reasonably steep driveway.
Ramp, yep.
I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk in front of the ute today. You know, if the brakes come off, it just wakes
me up.
That's
the day.
It just wakes me up. It's
the
day. That's my day started today. It's just, and I need a wake up call.
It'd be like a little cartoon. There'd just be a little dent of you in the roller door. Oh, no, that's where Zave went.
That's where it was. I'd just jump on the bonnet and just be like, and it'd just park. And I wouldn't move it either. It just hit a wall.
Titanic,
and I'd just be like, righto, time to attack the day. Sorry, Range Ford. I'll sort that out after.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, and I eat a Fanta with my coffee each morning because I walk up from the shower. There's a bowl of Fantas there. I stick my little juke in there, grab a Fanta, and up I come.
Yeah.
So every morning at this time this week, I'm going to do a Fanta. Who am I with you? Happy
fabulous.
With that?
I love this. All right, hit me.
All right. Born in Hawaii, 1967.
I think I already know this, but I can't remember. Keep going.
And raised in Sydney, this elegant redhead has starred in a variety of movies, including Moulin Rouge.
Ah, yeah.
You know?
Do you want me to keep
going? Write it down.
Write it down.
Moulin Rouge,
yeah.
The Hours, Cold Mountain.
Cold Mountain.
In 2005, she appeared in a Chanel No. 5 commercial.
Stunning.
Which made her Guinness World Record holder for being the highest paid actress to feature in an advertising campaign. In 2013, she starred in The Railway Man, followed by the thriller Strangerland in 2014. Strangerland. She has two daughters with her husband.
Yeah.
Still nothing?
Come on.
I think. But I don't know her name.
Oh, well, this will give it away.
You're out.
She has two daughters to her husband, a country music singer.
Oh.
Nicole Kidman.
Of course. Nicole Kidman, 1-0. 1-0. All right, 1-0. This is how we're going to do it. 1-0 on a Monday to you, Michelle. Nicole Kidman, of course, is the answer.
What's Borat's wife?
Yeah, Isla Fisher. I was thinking of her.
The last two questions are husband Keith Urban, as well as two adoptive children with former husband, actor.
Yeah, right.
Tom Cruise.
I didn't know they were together. She'd be bigger than Tom Cruise.
Mate, I'll tell you what.
She'd be bigger than Tom Cruise, wouldn't she?
Hard to know.
Tom Cruise is not big.
No, Tom Cruise is bigger than Nicole.
No, I meant height. Height.
Oh, jeez, every day of the week. Bloody hell. I was going to say, mate, you take trying to do Mission Impossible.
He's a buck 70, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's a buck 170.
170.
That's me.
I'd nearly stand on him if I walked. I'd nearly tropple him. Like the old duck, I nearly troppled over the top at Mount Claremont Markets on the weekend. She was filthy. Don't walk behind me when I'm not looking. What do you expect? Just want me to disappear? Like, I just don't turn around?
That's two old people.
Oh, no,
now
and
that
she's gone.
Jeez, mate.
She made that noise. Wow. I was like, I didn't get you. Didn't touch him.
First of all, he harasses and abuses the woman at the server.
Station.
Now he's down at the Frio Market. Just haranguing old people.
No.
He's a menace to society, ladies and gentlemen.
Flapped like she'd been hit by a truck. Really? No skin-to-skin combat. Nothing.
Yeah, right.
All I'm hearing is a current affair issue segment, mate.
Trace.
Xavier Ellis, a menace to the older people in society.
She might have had a crook hip and was trying to protect it or something. I don't know, but I did not go anywhere near her.
Yeah, nothing. Famous last words, mate. Yeah, no. There was no contact. Can we see the CCTV?
No, there was not even a brush. No brushing. She squealed like it'd been hit.
Flapping.
Yeah, full bone flapping.
Yeah, pre-fear. Wondered whether what was coming.
Because she saw an athletic beast come her way.
Hold on a minute.
Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
This is a little story about side hustles and things that your husband's not overly impressed with, right?
Okay.
My friend, she's been a bigger person and she's lost a lot of weight and she's got some corsets and things like fancy lingerie sort of underwear type thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, that she wants to sell on because they're really expensive things, okay?
So from when she was at bigger times?
Yeah, when she was bigger, yeah. Right. So she's down smaller now. But these things cost a lot of money. They're expensive. Yeah, but they're not, you know, upper body. Like upper body. Okay. We're not talking lower body. Well, yeah, I think, you know, a corset and that. Yeah, I'd buy a secondhand corset. Like they're the ones that like hold you in make you, you know,
it's
fabulous.
An upper spank.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a spank with reinforcements in it. You know, like there's actually like wire boning in there.
Oh, right,
yeah, it's wild. Can break ribs.
Learning
if you go
things
too
here.
Hard.
Right,
yeah. So she's decided she's going to celebrate and she can't find the relevant place to get rid of these things like Marketplace, Facebook. No, nah, there's not really much there.
Club X.
She's found this place. I'm not kidding you. Called Sniffer.
Sniffer.
S-N-I-F-F-R. No E, just like listener.
No.
And,
that's not... how he designed it. I need to find who was a member of Sniffer.
Not kidding. It's a place. It's a website. I said, how did you find this? I don't even... Where you can buy used things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And go ahead. So,
so what level of used things are they doing there?
Underpants, the works. You know, and you can make your requests for whatever you want sort of thing, you know.
Right.
Someone who's been out for a long jog, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, that's when I said, how do you spell? Because I'm not looking it up on my stuff.
Yeah.
she set up an account. She first of all asked, you know how you've got those artificial intelligence people? She's asked the artificial intelligence...
I'm on the site.
Website. You're on Sniffer now. She's asked the website, can you find me a username for my Sniffer account? The first suggestion was Sniff Sleuth.
Oh, Jesus.
And then she said, no. This is actually for, you know, used lingerie in that site. And they're like... And it denied her. It said, we don't do rude things here. The AI bot went, we don't do that here.
Well, sounds like Albie. Oh, Ted.
And I said, have you got any sales just yet?
Like, it's pretty fruity.
Yeah.
There's no, process.
See, this is why you know you're on you know you're on work Wi-Fi as you do that, right?
Content.
So she's on there at the moment. There have been no sales, but apparently her husband isn't happy. She's got a Sniffer account.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought I'd be too thrilled either. To be, I can't imagine him proposing that as an option, but I would have thought that I'd just say, how much they're worth, I'll just give
I'll
you cash
give you
to
that.
Bin them.
Well, just as a little cherry on top, she's like, it comes with underwear used or new, dependent on what you want. She hasn't even got that sitting there waiting.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I wonder why the husband's a bit upset about it all.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Gee whiz, I don't know, Michelle, what time did you get up yesterday morning? No, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, Todd. Two-ish. That's when I woke on the couch.
Two.
And I thought, I'll keep abreast of what this day's doing. And then went back
PM,
to sleep.
A PM job?
AM.
Oh, no, no, sorry. What time did you rise? Yeah, Saturday morning, sun's out. What time was you, were you greeting the day?
Briefly at 2 and then again at around 10-ish, something
ten-ish,
like
yes.
that, yeah.
It's
yeah.
gap.
Yeah. No, you've got to get back to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's 8 hours left on the table, mate.
I mean, that was an on and off sleep, but it was happening.
So I jumped out at about 6 with the boys.
Yeah.
2.7 degrees.
Oh, mate, 2.7.
2.7. Frosty. Yeah. When Em got up, it was sunny in 26 by the time she saw how cold it was outside.
I saw an Em morning. This is a beauty.
Yeah, gee, it's warm out here today. No need for a jumper. Whereas I've got the skis sleds on my feet trying to get to the mailbox. I'm sliding down the driveway.
No, in all honesty, I got up probably a little bit earlier than that. I think about between seven and eight. And I went straight to the couch with my doona and put the heater on and just went.
Yeah. And back to sleep
sit
again.
Here and just watch stuff. Just
can you sleep
on
anywhere? Are you a good sleeper?
I'm not an upright sleeper, but if you just lay me down, I'll just nap away. Yeah.
I wish I had that skill.
Yeah.
Well, gee, I wish I didn't have kids that to get up.
I think it's called narcolepsy. You just basically bang, you're out. God.
What a joy. Anyway, it's bloody cold. Mm. It was freezing. Yeah, but we're very lucky in Perth. 24 degrees again today.
Yeah, happy days.
I know it's cold because when I go feed the dogs in the morning in me jocks, it's nippy out there. Yeah, they're rock hard, mate. They're rock hard.
What is
the nip? Not a true reflection of who you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, absolutely. Can't reach the door.
Yeah.
We've got to get that nip out of the way.
Like a Mentos out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand where you're at, Sean, and I see your shock.
Walk out with my shirt hanging off and a couple of coat hangers.
False lead,
that's bloody hard. False
lead that's where he used to keep his CDs when he was younger, yes.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Saves.
Spot report.
AFL.
Oh, let's talk a bit of AFL to start with. Michelle, Brad Scott, now the coach of the Essendon Football, the club obviously spent a long time at North Melbourne in the AFL. Spoke about Adam Simpson, of course, coach of West Coast, and he spoke plenty of sense.
Don't worry about Adam Simpson. Like, Norm Smith, Kevin Sheedy, Mick Malthouse, Lee Matthews couldn't have coached those injuries, you know. So they're a good club. Yeah, I was just really surprised. I shouldn't be surprised because I've been around long enough to know, but, you know, that everyone accepts the injuries, but then they won't say, oh, yeah, but that's fair enough. You know, the scrutiny's been over the top, in my view.
Scrutiny's been a bit over the top, I agree with that. Yes, the list is in a poor position. They just got to, there's players that have been on the list for 4 or 5 years that won't be there next year, and there's players that have been injured, which is unfortunate. The Stars, who might need a new home and a second start, but yeah, Jesus Christ, I said last week, couldn't coach that team. So don't worry about Norm Smith, mate. I've gone to upper powers, and even the good man Jesus wasn't getting that job done. Something a little bit funny, Carlton are obviously in dyes as well. They were a premiership-ish fancy at the start of the year. They got all the stars and the glitz and glamour. They just can't kick. Pretty important in AFL football that you see the big ones, you kick it in between them.
In between
them.
Those.
Just a drop punt, sort of been doing it for a while. Oscar Carlton can't do that. I sort of sit there and think it's a bit of a giggle because I'm not a Carlton man, but gee whiz, it's starting to weigh down on some of their supporters.
For God's sake, when are they going to wake up? I'm not going next week. My dad isn't going. We haven't missed a bloody game in years. I got married and the next day I watched Carlton and Essendon and they dished that tonight.
He's not going next week with his dad.
He's not going at all.
His wife's rat.
There's a lot of Carlton supporters ringing up at the moment. Right. And I don't know whether they're taking the piss, like carrying on deliberately and then going, over this boy, so I've gone again. I don't know, but there's a lot of Carlton supporters popping up, so I absolutely love hearing that. They're a mess too, Carlton.
Basketball.
Jimmy Butler, basketball, NBA, Miami superstar. They let a 3-0 lead slip first to four, progresses to the final, the big one. 3-0 up. One step into the final. Now it's 3-3. Boston have come back.
Huge.
On the buzzer yesterday, they won. But Jimmy Butler yesterday posted on Instagram a story from a blogger / supporter of Miami. Jimmy's a pretty reserved sort of guy. This person who's on the socials has gone desperate and pleaded to Jimmy to not let a 3-0 slip, and Jimmy's put it on his own socials.
Now, Jimmy, I don't usually do this. I don't go in people's DMs, celebrities' DMs, you know, people that are higher up and beg. But damn it, Jimmy! Finish this shit, please! I mentally can't handle a 3-0 comeback, man!
So Carlton supporting Miami Heat supporters there having a breakdown, which is great. West Coast supporters have had their breakdown a couple of weeks ago. It's all Fremantle supporters have come back from a breakdown. They're back, obviously winning 3 on the trot, going fantastic. No action, Jackson, full of action at the moment. Best on ground for the Fremantle Dockers on the weekend as well.
Formula One.
And last but not least, Monaco.
Sean, make you do this.
Sean, popcorn. We're ready to rock and roll. We're going to get an in-depth report on who won. Well, I fell asleep in the warm-up lap.
Right.
The formation lap.
You fell asleep in the formation lap.
I don't know whether you got up and turned the TV off or what, but I woke up and everything was off, so I don't know what happened.
Where'd you get to, Sean?
I got lap six. Lap six, I was gone.
It was all happening.
So apparently, I just came in this morning and said, just get the bloody finish for me, Sean.
On the streets of Monaco, Max Verstappen wins the Monaco Grand Prix, and he wins by a country mile from Fernando Alonso.
If you want an in-depth report, Google it, because I don't know what happened. Absolutely no idea. Oscar Piastri got 1 point, so he finished 10th, which is a start.
Good.
After the threat of me putting him in a Ford Ranger.
Yeah, I'm
telling you, mate, I can run faster than that McLaren he's in. I could roll faster than that thing. It's a hunk of junk. Anyway, 1 point, well done.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Good work.
Solid report for someone who didn't see anything.
We're abreast of everything here. You got any questions, you call us.
Well, don't. 1-3-3-5-3.
We'll have a shot at it, damn it.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
This is a clean topic, so no stress here, but I just want to know what you have to pull out of the throne. What ended up in the toilet and you had to dive in and grab out at the moment? I don't know what's going on at our place, but my hand seems to be spending more time in than out. Albie's two, Ted's four. I think I'm angling more towards Albie being the one who's being a little bit naughty with what's ending up in there. Came home last weekend. We had people over for a barbecue, or not a barbecue, like a fire and a bit of a play around the backyard. And the cutlery and crockery had gone into the toilet.
Bit of everything, yeah.
I'm not pinning Albie on that.
He knows better than that.
I'm not pinning Albie. Ben Roberts, have a good look at your kids, mate. It's not my job to fish out the cutlery and crockery. Yeah, good morning to Benny. but anyway, that went in there. Then last night I went to go to the bathroom and all the rolls of toilet paper had gone in.
Gone in there,
yeah, the spares. So they're in.
Excellent.
I think Albie might have played a reasonable part in that.
That one's got his name on it.
But it reminds me of a past time. I must have been sleepwalking and I had my phone in my hand. And I only woke when I heard a splash.
Oh.
So my phone had just fallen out.
Just dropped
like
it
I had the torch going and I must have fallen asleep whilst having a wee.
Jeez, yeah.
Standing up and bang, in it went, down, bang, straight out.
Straight out,
no good, dead, gone, dead and buried.
You've had rolls down there, rolls of toilet paper. Cutlery, were any
crockery.
Of them salvageable, the rolls, or
No, they're... I did put them on the floor in the toilet, though, just so Em knows I fished.
Yeah.
Because I have a funny feeling she might have seen them and opted not to do it.
It's got the flush.
It's a man's job sort of theory, I'd imagine, like picking up dog poo at home. Yeah. That seems to be my job all the time.
Huge. Yep.
What landed in the throne? How did it end up in the toilet? What did you stick the hand in and have to grab it? Back out, I'm sure. Rings go in there. Phones go in there. Cutlery and crockery apparently goes in there.
What the kids are putting in cutlery. Can you beat cutlery?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Just a couple of forks sticking up at you as you try to take a position.
You just got to bite the bullet. Don't hesitate. Just bang.
In you get.
It's like an inside kick in footy. When you see it, hit it. That's what I say.
Just go. Yep. Go
see it, hit it, go. Good morning, Blake.
Yeah, Blake's got a bit of a doozy that he's going to tell us about. It makes me think you're having a little bit of... Yep. Yeah, there he is. There you are, Blake. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How you doing?
I dropped it in the toilet, had to fish it out. What's going on?
I was out at a festival. I was pretty sideways and, lifted my phone out of my hand straight down the flap.
Ooh.
Down the dirty festival toilet.
It actually went through the flap as well, though, so it wasn't just sitting in the bowl. It had gone through to the other side.
Yeah, I watched it. I landed on the flap and I just watched the flap drop down, slide straight in.
Did that ever come back?
Without hesitation, I just... chucked my hand in and fished it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling
you're
you, mate.
You're a hero. It's like, a grotty hero.
It's like a kick through the corridor. See it, hit it. You can't think about it. Bang. You just got to go
get
for it.
In.
Straight in, straight out. Blake, still worked, did it, mate?
Yeah. Washed it up and still worked. Washed the toilet paper off the blue.
The blue dye
was
there.
It did just cut out before, Maybe it's not right. I remember we used to throw our food down there.
Yeah.
If we pumpkin.
Yeah,
I just got to go to the toilet.
Down the
and
toilet.
Then bang, down she go.
Did
yeah,
you?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
What went in, mate?
Oh, I had a case of diarrhea and I'd been reading, laying in bed, and I had to go to the toilet and I did the business and it was a horrible bloody mess, as you could imagine. And as I got up. to turn around to think that the glasses, my reading glasses, fell off my face and into the mess. It wasn't very nice trying to get them out. It took me about an hour to clean them.
Poor Rob.
I wasn't going to wear them for a couple of days because of the smell. But
Robbie.
There's never been enough Glen 20 in the world, has there? Yeah. Oh, poor Rob. Tim's on the line. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
G'day, guys. Going well here?
Very well, all right. You're on site. What went down the
toilet? Yeah, look, a mate's false teeth went down the loo.
Oh, the fangs.
And he was just too shy to go in himself, so I plucked up the courage and went in. The trouble is, I never found the teeth, but I found everything else. I have room keys, cosmetic products, and it took about 2 weeks for the smell to go away, but So, yeah, he's wandering around without teeth at the moment.
Yeah, but a beautiful shade of lipstick on him, yes.
Yeah.
Mate, that's
really
wild.
Really to highlight the gummy shark.
Yeah, just... That's tough. That is. I don't know if I'm going in for someone else.
I don't think it worries me too much, to be honest. Rod, last but not least, mate, finish us off.
Last but not least.
I got that right in the end.
Yeah, not a good episode, this one, mate. Down at Waroona, a couple of Australia days, a couple of years ago, gone to the long drop, gone to pull me duds down, sat down and felt something's falling in. I heard something hit the ground.
Oh, no.
And I've stood up after I've done my business and, yeah, my wallet's gone down there.
Oh, in it went.
Down the long drop.
Jeez.
So, yeah, after about 2 hours, I had to go back into Mandurah to get a... get a grabber from Super Cheap to go back there to find that, oh, yeah, she's still down there. Oh,
yeah, she's still
in
there.
Had to fish it out, and I finally got my wallet back. But, that wallet's no longer. The cards are still good to go, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say cards came out, wallet discarded. Yeah, totally.
I actually don't think I'm going in. One thing I'm probably not going in for is the wallet.
Not going in for the wallet.
But like my phone's got all the cards on it.
I was going to say the cards are annoying, but if they're on your phone, fine.
I didn't know where my wallet is. Oh, there it is. I don't know where my wallet is. Do you know where I found my wallet? Because I found the Gucci tote again.
Oh, it's back.
God.
Yeah, wallet and tote in, bang. They've been together for a month.
What a day.
Just a whole wallet and a Gucci tote. Who's these guys?
You don't need them in life.
Yeah, yeah. It's just what comes, guys. He's like a guru.
Chill out. Relax. Grab a Cuban.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. You're a hard act to follow. Our next guest is a multi-aria award-winning artist. Can't get started. Chemical heart. He's played big day outs, grand finals, and all over Perth. And now he's getting the band back together and hitting the road. Please welcome from Grinspoon, Phil Jamieson.
Hey, Phil, welcome.
Good morning, Perth. Happy Monday. Woo!
Pep in the stairs.
Gee, there's a real pep, man. I'm hungover.
Dragged us up.
Did you have a Sunday session? Is that what they're called when you wake up on a Monday and you've had a Sunday session?
Yeah, that's it, mate. The Sunday session. The boss is looking at me, mate, so I'm just going to pretend it never happened, but I certainly did.
Fair enough.
Hey, before we launch into the new tour announcement, we've been fighting in the studio pre-picking up the phone. Your biggest song?
Our biggest song is Chemical Heart. If you look at the streaming, I guess now there's all algorithms, so it's not even really you can argue.
Yeah.
I think that Chemical Heart, which was off our third album, was a crossover hit, as they like to call it. So we came from very much a punk background, and then we're like, oh, we're getting played on Kyle and Jackie O. How strange. What a strange world.
Well, that was the right answer. That was the right answer, Phil.
Just Ace, rather. Yeah. No, Chemical Heart it is. Knew we were right, Dave. Knew we were right. All right, band is back together. It's going to be the national tour, Easy Detention, October, November. We're very excited. What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
What have I been doing? Mm. Well, okay, so last year I released a solo album and I was like, oh, this is lots of fun, but gee, it's a lot of work and I don't have anyone to blame when anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's get the band back together. We've actually been planning this for a long time, but the last time we toured was in 2019, and obviously the world changed quite dramatically in 2020. So everything kind of slowed down and went weird because of pandemics and bushfires and floods. So we couldn't tour during that time. So this is 4 years since we've toured, and we're releasing our second album, Easy, on vinyl, and our third album, New Detention, on vinyl to coincide with this tour, which, you know, we're going to be playing songs off both those records, and also featuring some great young bands supporting us who are coming over from west the east. And so basically what I've been doing is I did this solo thing. Grinspoon still did. I think we were over in Perth last time for State of Origin. We played there for the State of Origin game last year.
Yep.
And then we did Splendor in the Grass, and now we're just waiting to kind of. We were waiting to announce this tour, so we're incredibly excited because we don't tour often, obviously every 4 years or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're coming to the Astor Theatre on Friday the 24th of November, and it's also an all-ages show, which we rarely do these days. So And we haven't played the Aster in 10 years, so we can't wait to get back.
Careful giving so much info, Phil. Our anchor's going to get the arse soon. But
got nothing left.
Mate, you mentioned going from individual back to the band, so you had someone to blame. If someone was to cock something up in the band, who would it most likely be?
Well, it's definitely not me.
I'm going to say that right now.
Yep. Yeah. Look, I'm going to put all the mistakes on Pat Davin, our guitarist, who has been touring with Bernard Fanning on Red Hot Summer Tour, and he rings me
up.
He
some just bad played habits.
He's just played Perth. He's like, you wouldn't believe it. Feel like I made heaps of mistakes. I'm like, Pat, that's what you do. I don't know why. I don't know why you're acting surprised here. Yeah. Like we love you for your mistakes.
Again,
you know?
Like so, our panel op.
So basically, So I'm going to put him under the bus, but I guess we're going to do a lot of rehearsal before we play these shows. And also, for example, Perth is the final show of the tour, so there should be very little mistakes. And also, it means we can party afterwards, right?
I was just going to say, always good when you're the last, because it'll be the biggest.
We're pretty good at that over here in WA, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are.
Got a couple of fun little facts peppered through on our sheet that we've been given about you. I believe last year you stayed at an Airbnb where they hadn't paid their power bill. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we had no power. How do you know that? That's a wild story.
That was my joint, Phil. Got ya.
I swear to God, it's so not him.
Yeah, I was like, hey, there was all these, obviously, envelopes under the door. Mm. And then I turned on the power. I'm like, buddy. You've got no power here, so then I had to go get a hotel. It wasn't the best Airbnb experience, let's be honest.
Refund, hopefully, yes.
Refund, total refund.
Totally. Oh, hey, we can't wait to see you when you get here, Phil.
Thanks so much for your time, guys. It's going to be the best fun ever. It's obviously the last night of the tour at the Astor Theatre, so come down, get in early, Cupid and the Stupids, and Private Function, who are an amazing band, and happy Monday.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
Thank you
Phil.
Very much.
Take care.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
See
Woo!
Ya.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
I want you to come play a game with me, okay? Because I had a thought the other day. So 133353, everyone's invited.
Yep.
Saw a police report the other day where someone was on the run and they needed to track him down, and they do... And they do the breakdown of who they're looking for. Light skin, dark hair, cap, husky build. And it made me think, like, how would you... Because I was like, that guy's husky. Ooh, what would I be described as if I was on the run? How would they describe me? I reckon
erratic.
Here's my go. Don't ruin it for me, Sean. Yeah, erratic. Go something like blonde hair, about 1.7. Not overweight, but probably working on the last five. Let's call it a cuddly.
Yeah.
And, slight look of dejection on the face, last seen wearing trackies. And they probably come in and say Skechers, because you always say I'm wearing Skechers.
Skechers.
But I've got the Salomon running shoes on, guys. I'm not a Skechers woman.
Yeah, it's a confusing branding.
It is.
I don't know who was in first and who was in second.
So I tell you what, I swear to God. Yeah, true. But how would they describe you if that's the game I want to play?
Yeah.
How would the cops describe you if you're on the run and they're trying to get you found?
All right, so say I'm Saturday Arvo, I've lost on the punt, I've had too many beers, and I've raided the till at the Scarborough Sporty, and I'm off, and I'm gone.
Yes.
The call's come through.
He's on the run.
They're looking for a 6'2" man, a fading hairline, overweight, a bent beak, and walks with a limp. Grab him when you see him. Not dangerous.
Sounds like the usual suspects.
Might be pissed.
Do not approach. Do not approach. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't me. Oh, look.
133353 is a number. How do you think the police would describe you?
Play the game.
Yeah.
Festively plump. That'd be another one thrown around if I was on the run. We've just had Easter, you son of a... It's just on the move.
Yeah.
Adam's on the line. Adam, how would the police describe you if you're on the run?
Oh, probably 6 foot tall, built like a brick, shit out, absolute rooster. And, probably get arrested for walking around with these guns hanging out my singlet.
Careful describing that, Adam. I might end up in handcuffs too.
There's an APB out on all of you guys. Careful,
30%
everyone.
Of men that are eyesight's fading, would think that's them.
That's the go. I'm on the hunt for you, Adam, if you describe like that. If the cops are doing that sort of gear on you, how would the police describe
you? What's the status, mate, with that sort of description? Married, single?
Oh, no, nah, married, mate. Oh,
yeah, the rooster's got his own coop. Yeah, he's got...
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
And then I thought I'll do a little deep dive and see how Xavier Ellis is actually described online.
Yeah.
And then I got into his Wikipedia page. Mate, who's in charge of this?
Oh, no.
Get on it. It hasn't been touched in ages. Xavier John Ellis, 28th of Feb, if you want to send the, you know, all the prezzies next year. Media personality, former professional. Then it says you're racked with injury, you know, in between, you know, good stuff in there and then racked with injury. File down to media. Ellis was announced as co-host of Weekend Breakfast on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson. 2018, Ellis announced as co-host of Heidi's Ryan.
Geez, it'd be a long Wikipedia page.
Then it's Channel 7 coverage. He's replacing Peter with Channel 7 coverage and he has done Waffle.
Yeah.
And he's currently co-host of Moira's Magic AFL Fantasy Podcast.
Yeah, Moira's Magic, yeah. Oh, geez, that's a good one. Is that
still happening?
Oh, God, yeah.
Is that the one with Selby?
Yeah.
Who's Moira?
Moira's Magic. Moira is like a jockey.
Oh, Moira's Magic. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't read that properly. Yeah, I thought it was Moira.
So that's why a lot of people have trouble signing into the fantasy podcast. Because if you don't know racing, you don't know who Joe Moira is.
Marketing 101. Make it as tricky as you possibly can for them to find everything you're doing.
Yeah. So we've got a unique little number, 1% of the market. We'll win it again this year. Another year, another winner.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Get qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at the Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Ryan Daniels, of course, Triple M's very own. Ryan, let's just get straight into it.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start, West Coast?
Oh, I thought you were going to say about the Sunrise gig because I can't talk about that.
In talks.
As long as...
I'm in negotiations.
Who's the girl that gives you the smiles?
Katie Brown.
Katie Brown keeps
her
role.
She's your favourite.
I just see smiling on TV and it makes me happier. Yeah. I'm a better person in the morning when she's on because she smiles.
You do lift.
It brings joy. I do.
You do lift.
So where do you want to start, Rhino? West Coast?
Yeah, let's start at West Coast. So, you know... Coming off that 116, I think all the fans wanted, well, they'd love a win, but realistically, effort, energy, bit of pace, and they got a little bit of that. It was a 50-point margin. Some were shocked at that because there were some big calls last week.
Now, I might be completely mad, completely and utterly off my head. I'm not ruling West Coast out this weekend.
I'm not
ruling West Coast out this weekend. Timestamp that.
They were paying
$12 they should have been a goal down. At halftime, nearly. Duggan should have got a hand on one in the goal square. He didn't. Shannon Hearn got outmarked in the goal square. That never happens to Bunga. I don't know. I thought they were better. They tried.
They were definitely better.
All he wanted to hear is I was wrong, mate. That's all he wanted out of you.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm wrong. I mean, that's an outrageous throw at the
stumps. He would never say that. Well, it's, you know what? The 116 down to 50, it's amazing what happens when you throw in a Shannon Hearn, a Tom Barris, an Elliot Yeo. When you get a bit of quality back, suddenly you're not bleeding constantly. They will play Collingwood this week, which is going to be really...
Well, North only got done by 35.
Yeah, exactly. So I would be watching that game if I was the Eagles staff.
Boring, well,
how did that happen, right? How do you keep Collingwood from annihilating?
They tried to play keepy offy there for a little bit.
Well, maybe that's the answer for West Coast. Jermaine Jones, we talked about him on Friday. It looks like he's probably going to miss, if not all of the season, just the majority of it. It's pretty much done, which, you know, you can replace these guys on the list.
Now, tell me about the mid-season draft. How does this all work? Because I thought the sensibility was just all the end of the year. This is a mid-season. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, funny you ask that because that's what they're going to do. So,
because it's all so messy when you go to the NRL and people are traded and they're still playing for clubs
that they traded. You can't get an NRL player.
So the Eagles have, well, a lot of teams have their eye on this kid. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar, Zave. A young man... Silky skills from Gippsland area.
Oh, yes.
Right?
There you go. Tell me more.
Scruffy hair.
Lives on a
blondie,
seaside cliff.
Reddy hair. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tough little bugger.
Where's he from?
24 kilos overweight. He was.
Yes,
at
tell
one
me.
Point.
More. Tell me more. Where's he from?
Stop it.
He's actually from Druin.
Dale Thomas.
Okay. Dale Thomas from Druin.
You've just summed up Dale well, Thomas pretty much. That Daisy's Druin
I was talking about another Gippsland product, particularly the 24 kilos overweight.
I was going straight to Daisy, but yes.
Ryan Marich, he's not 24 kilos overweight now. He lost that over the summer. He's now 83 kilos. He's a super talent.
Actually 24 over, though.
Yeah, so what happened was, from what I can understand, he was 15, grew 30 centimetres.
Oh, wow.
His back just gave way, because often when you grow that quickly, your back... Yeah, so then he...
When you go north, you get a sore back, but when you grow a bit east-west, it also gets a bit of a sore back.
Well, right, that
I'm battling a back pain at the moment.
There you go.
I'm growing, I'll give
still
you the tip.
Growing,
well, so he stacked on all the weight there because he couldn't run.
What's his name?
Ryan Marich. Keep an eye out for him, because he's tipped to be one of the first picks, if not the first. West Coast will have the first pick.
So why wasn't he drafted 6 months ago?
He was 24 kilos overweight and wasn't taking it seriously.
Husky, so as they'd
on the
say
weekend,
in the police report.
Yeah, husky, yeah, exactly. Husky. Good cuddler.
Yeah. Yes.
He kicked 2 goals for Box Hill on the weekend, Zave, as well.
Box Hill, so, Hawks are going well, actually.
Yeah. So that's one to watch. Ryan Marich, keep an eye on him. I think there's a very good chance he ends up at the Eagles at the end of the week. Uh-huh. The other one is Jack Buller, a big hulky forward from Claremont.
Someone said he's going to sign a six-month deal only.
Yeah, so they can basically put their own terms on this contract, because you've got to imagine if you're coming, say you live in Brisbane, you're picked up by the Eagles and you get a six-month deal, you're like, well, I've got to move my whole life over there.
Yeah, totally.
So a lot of them put an 18-month stipulation on if you're going to pick me, you have to keep me for 18 months. He's only going 6 months, so good on him. Mm. Backing himself in, young Jack Buller.
Yeah, I'll take the contract.
Yeah, I'll take the 18 months of it with me, but I kind of like the confidence at the same time.
He's a good player. I've seen a lot of him down at Claremont. He's sort of been on the cusp of being drafted many times, so you'd assume he's going to get picked up.
He'll get picked up.
Okay, good luck to him. No, he's a good player at
Big,
Claremont.
Strong lad. Sean Darcy did his hammy on the weekend. I think it's probably going to be on the smaller scale, though, 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
Probably a threefer with a bye there, missed 2 games, I'd say.
Yeah, hoping.
That's just... pretty generally speaking.
Yeah, they're waiting on a scan. Luke Jackson was fantastic in that win with him out of there. And Jager O'Meara's been handed a one-match ban.
I know what they're trying to get out of the game. I thought that was a little bit stiff.
Yeah, me too. Like, the tackle wasn't 2 actions for me. I would love to see Fremantle fight that one and see where it ends up.
The downgrades have been the sexiest bloke in the comp, probably.
Well, that's when I first saw that he'd been banned for a week.
I mean, I'm getting 6 weeks in that instance.
You wouldn't get on the field.
Jager's getting a $1,500 fine. That's it. Well, you've got to think of the ratings, mate.
Yeah.
When I saw that he'd been banned for a week, I thought it was for being too handsome.
It's unfair.
Those pipes are dangerous. You can't have them out there.
One week for O'Meara.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, they've got a couple of guys in the waffle going pretty well. Don't be surprised if Jai Amos nudges that Rising Star nomination.
He'll get that today. Three goals. Well done to him. Mm-hmm. Now, just quickly, Michelle, during the Triple M footy over here, Lockie Reed's the captain.
Yes.
Embers and I are in the background, a bit of colour.
Special
all sorts
comments.
We just chip in and chime in and chat away, have a bit of fun, Embers and I. Gee, we're getting targeted by other stations to get us over.
They're a bit of a headhunt on, is there?
They host Sunrise. They're going to get the two of them to host Sunrise.
So we've got a head-to-head going on because, again, if COVID comes, we know McGowan's going to close the borders. No one in, no one out. Grand final at Optus. So at the moment, we're battling it out to see who's going to be alongside Lockie Reed.
The GF.
So Tommy, producer, did it last year.
Yeah,
Rhinos come swanning on in. Yeah, Shervington stuff. Old Shervo, just swinging around. Have a look at me. Ding-a-ling-ling, I'm here. It's on for young and old. And I'm sort of, you and Giles, the boss of Triple M Sport, Rangitsid X, I need you to give me a bit of a rundown. A bit like when you have to recruit young kids from the under 18.
So you're just there, but little do they know.
Dude, I'm writing comments. Now, I just need to pick up on a couple of things. I'm going to start with Tommy.
Okay.
There's a player for Essendon, and this is the crew. Correct way to say this player's name.
Goal! Beautiful! For D'Ambrosio.
D'Ambrosio. Now, here's Tom. Now, here's our good mate, old Tommy, having a go on the weekends.
His toughest conditions, visit titaniumcaravans.com.au.
That's not the right name for that.
Wow. Call a doctor. Someone's had a stroke.
Let's get the clanger in.
And just the short version again for me.
He knew he was in trouble.
Give me one more clearly.
Debrant.
DeBand.
Bernie Vince, I'll package that up for you. So there's one strike. You and Giles. I can look a few positives, but I sprinkle that in there for Tommy. Yes. So well done to you. Yep. 7.5 out of 10. Oh, now, cool. Ryan Daniels, I've got a secret WhatsApp group chat that you're not in.
Oh, good. Oh.
It's called like the traditional Triple M group is what we call it. Oh. And you, so you're on probation still. It's only around 12-week probation.
Oh, so I could get in next week.
Well, time will tell because there's a couple of things that we're talking about. And they've come to me as the vice captain and said, righto, come straight at him and don't muck around. Don't muck around. So I've just got to cut the bits of play I want to play out here.
Okay.
So 16-point margin. The Bombers stretching out that lead. Great goal from Will Snelling. Should call him Will Smelling because he can sniff out a goal with the best of them, Tommy.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, that was
best. And now pull out, the next
it's
one, please.
It's not gold, mate.
He's been exceptional, Hunt, tonight. He's had a couple of games like that this season where he's been very, very good.
Just equaled his career best, too, on the Red Zed Lenders.
Oh, he's got it again. He's got it again. He was hunting for that one.
The puns.
Hang on.
The puns have got to stop.
Sorry, who did he say? Who was the hunting one attached
Hunt.
To?
Hunt is his name. He's hunting.
Didn't mean to stretch too far.
Shush! No.
The puns have got to stop.
Oh, mate.
Jeez, he just yelled at
the
me.
The puns have got to stop. Jesus. I'm half a chance to jump out a window if I hear any more.
So I should keep doing it.
No more puns.
Just I'll help you write a few more.
Naturally.
He just really lit him up. What?
No more puns or I'm telling you and Giles it's unworkable.
Is it that bad for you?
Well, mate, when Beast speaks up and says, well, they've got to stop.
Yeah, well, with the Beast says tells me to stop, I'll stop. Have you seen the size of the man?
He said stop.
Did he?
He did say stop, yeah.
Can we just do that one more time? Just one more time.
He's been exceptional, Hunt, tonight. He's had a couple of games like this season where he's been very, very good.
Just equaled his career best, too, on the Red Zed Lenders.
Oh, he's got it again. He's got it again. He was hunting for that one. Oh. That's just good stuff.
That was a big groaner.
Beast speaks up after and says, I think we've had enough of that.
I chopped that bit out.
Michelle, as a casual listener, what are you thinking?
Just quality.
I'm just, I'm not listening anymore. No. You know what? That's a good switch off moment. That's what we say to that in radio. Wow.
That's not drive.
I don't even know. I don't even know what happened at the end of that game.
Unbelievable.
No nothing to do with you. No.
All right, they're done.
I can't promise anything. It just comes naturally.
I didn't mind smelling out a goal, but hunting's got to go. It's got to go.
You like the smelling one.
Like is a strong word. It's a very strong word.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ryan Daniels will be back on.
What about all the good stuff? You didn't give any of the good stuff.
We're still looking.
Giles, you'll get them next year.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
You're right,
sunrise.
Do you need tissue?
No, because I'll tell you why in a minute. Sunrise, big deal. Koshy hangs up the boots after he's in his 21st year. Here's the big announcement.
So after 20 consecutive premierships in the breakfast TV ratings game, I'm... frankly, finding it harder to get off the ground and take those specky marks, and I reckon it's time to bring through the next generation. Let me tell you, I don't want to be a list clogger. Thank you for having me. Oh. Back in a moment.
No, bit of never tear us apart.
Yes.
Bit of an excess.
Of course. So there's a lot of footy referencing in there. Can't get off the ground, doesn't want to be a list clogger, and then, of course, never tear us apart at the end.
Just beautiful. It's I used to work on Sunrise week to week. Yeah. That man used to give me nothing.
Oh,
I'd be out on the street. Well, we'll cross over to Michelle. And you've got to make
we see now. You're doing
totally. Not the weather woman, but like now we cross over to
not radio
Xavier.
Based. It was you purely at 7.
Me going, g'day guys, I'm on the cliffs here at Kangaroo Point.
He used
to give me nothing. You'd have to make these jokes.
Mm.
And he'd just leave me, you know, and they're family-friendly jokes.
I'm putting the tissues away.
Yeah,
pop them away, mate. I never reached for the Kleenex. He used to give me zero, right?
Right.
I remember one day I was on Sunrise and they were talking about family holidays. They're getting more and more common where everyone gets together and, you know, it could be on a little, ship down the river and all that sort of stuff. And I said on the program, mate, I'd either drown trying to get to the shore or someone would get killed on the boat. And then I got a phone call after I said that going, we're a family-friendly show. We don't do that sort of stuff on Sunrise. But not everything's gone to plan on Sunrise.
No, Koshy's
had winners.
Live TV.
Things are going a little bit crazy.
Tell us who you're going to take.
I'm going to take my husband.
Oh, why?
He's got terminal cancer.
Oh, I had a moment like that last week.
You did.
Yeah.
You sensed it. Well, we were channeling dreams, and then you channeled the man's wife.
Yeah, she was in heaven. So that was a miss.
Happens to the
swing
best
and a miss
of us.
By me. I just slid back in the chair and just chilled out for three. I suspended myself for 60 seconds after that.
Then, of course, when he was with Sam Armitage, I don't know why he was encouraging photo taking, but this is a little break between the two of them.
And if you see Sam out and about today, you know, take a photo of her, send it in.
Not at the gym.
Oh.
If I go to the gym, don't take a photo.
Oh, girl, you're going pumping iron today, eh?
No, maybe not pumping iron, maybe just a bit of...
Have you got a favourite class you go to?
Spin.
Spin class?
Love
spin. I find the seats a bit uncomfortable.
Do you?
In the spin class, yeah.
Do you do spin?
Yeah, I've done spin, yeah.
I like it.
Why?
Gets your heart rate up, gets you sweaty. Huh? Feel like you've done something.
Ooh, what do you wear?
Oh, my God.
I'm not telling you.
Don't we leave you two alone?
Jeez.
It's insane. So everyone's lining up to get him a Peloton bike. He's going away gift there. Yeah. And sometimes you ring up and you've got a good news. You're going to give someone a prize that doesn't quite go to plan.
10 rings. Rosemary Badger in Queensland could have...
You can do it.
Someone
rosemary.
Oh, attention.
I wake up with today.
Oh, no.
Okay. She was after the money on Today.
Yeah, Today
Show.
The cash
cow's at the front door trying to knock on her door. No, she wakes up with Today. Yeah, that didn't go well.
Honestly, her best policy. She missed out on the cash there, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, and would have missed out there. But then there was this woman she didn't miss at all.
Jay Grumley, this is Melon Koshy from Sunrise. Would you like $10,000 on this Thursday morning?
Are you
Oh, you betcha.
That went to air too, didn't it?
Good.
Well, we've been done with that a couple of times. Yeah, just the excitement of people and the natural reaction.
Well, you think that I got pulled up for saying I'd try and swim away from a family holiday on a boat and then that gets through. I feel vindicated.
Yeah, Actually, last night on the grid walk at Monaco, when they went to interview Red Bull, the bloke who was sort of ushering people away from the Red Bull boss, said he's going to effing cop it.
And I was What, Martin Brundle?
Martin Brundle goes, we're live here. Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
Get some wings Brundle. And fly away, mate. All right, so there you go. Congrats, Koshy.
On ya.
20 years. Oh, don't.
So one needs the tissues, one doesn't.
Oh, I just think of what could have been.
Oh, the timing.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.